Let me ask you something. Do you ever feel like you're always a few people short? Like there's always one more role to fill, one more volunteer to recruit, one more program that needs help right now. Every nonprofit leader I know wrestles with this because growth doesn't just stretch your budget, it stretches your people. And if you're not careful, that stretch can turn into a snap. But here's the good news. You can actually use AI to predict staffing needs and volunteer gaps before they happen. So you can plan smarter, recruit earlier, and stop living in constant scramble mode. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly, and today I'm going to show you how to use AI forecasting to plan your people strategy so you can finally see what's coming next and build the right team before burnout hits. The framework, track, trend, trigger. Step one, track. Start with the workload, not the people. Most staffing problems happen because leaders make decisions based on gut, not data. You say, we're too busy, we need another coordinator. But what you really need is to see where that busyness lives. So start by tracking the work, not the headcount. List your main workflows, fundraising, marketing, programs, admin, events, and volunteer coordination. Then ask, how many hours per week go into each area? Which tasks are constantly behind or piling up? What parts of your operation are basically held together with duct tape? Once you've got that snapshot, plug it into ChatGPT. Here's how many hours per week our team spends in each department. Using this data, identify which areas are over capacity, which are underutilized, and where volunteer support could fill the gaps. In minutes, AI will show you exactly where you're stretched thin and where you've got slack you didn't even realize. That alone can feel like someone just turned the lights on in your operations. Step two, trend. Use historical data to predict the future. Now that you know where the workload lives, it's time to see how it moves. Most nonprofits have rhythms, like event season spikes or post-campaign lulls. You can use AI to detect those cycles automatically. Export data from your CRM, volunteer logs, or project tracker, anything that shows workload over time. Prompt: analyze this 12-month activity data set and identify patterns in staffing needs and volunteer usage. Highlight recurring seasonal spikes or dips. ChatGPT will spot trends you might never have noticed. Maybe volunteer hours always drop after summer. Maybe campaign season means a 40% surge in admin work. Once you know those patterns, you can predict when to start recruiting instead of realizing you're short when it's already too late. You can even forecast specific roles. Based on this pattern, predict when we'll need additional marketing, event, and donor support over the next 6 months. Include suggested start dates for hiring or recruiting. Now you've got a timeline, not just a to-do list. Step three, trigger, automate, alerts before problems arise. Now that your AI knows how to track and forecast workload, let's make it act on that data. You can connect your CRM, project manager, or volunteer tracker to Zapier or Make.com and set up automated alerts. Prompt ChatGPT, create automation logic for workload forecasting. If project hours in any department exceed 120% of average for 3 weeks, trigger an alert recommending additional staff or volunteers. Now your system doesn't just predict problems, it warns you before they happen. You can even have it write solutions automatically. If volunteer hours drop below average for 2 months, generate a recruitment email and post copy to attract new volunteers. It's like having a predictive HR assistant quietly watching your capacity and nudging you to act before burnout hits. Real example. A housing nonprofit in Seattle did exactly this. They connected donor books, Google Sheets, and their volunteer signup forms to ChatGPT using Zapier. AI tracked their projects, volunteer hours, and workload every week. After 3 months, they found a clear pattern. Every time event load increased by 20%, volunteer participation dropped by 15% 2 weeks later. That one insight helped them plan rotating volunteer teams and schedule staff support ahead of time. The result? Zero last-minute scrambles, higher retention, and one very happy executive director. Bonus prompt. Build a nonprofit staffing forecast model in Google Sheets. Include inputs for workload hours, volunteer capacity, donor events, and seasonal trends. Add formulas that project future staffing gaps. You'll get a ready-to-use spreadsheet you can update monthly with live data. Your three quick action steps. 1, track your workload. Use ChatGPT to find overcapacity areas based on real hours or tasks. 2, analyze trends. Feed in 12 months of activity to uncover workload or volunteer patterns. 3, automate triggers, set alerts, and AI-generated recommendations before things break. Tomorrow's episode, AI for hiring, screen candidates, and save hours ethically. Because once you know what roles to fill, the next step is finding the right people, and AI can help you do it faster, smarter, and more fairly than ever. And don't forget, grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, on Amazon. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Need a free tool to start? Download the AI Growth Playbook, links in the show notes. And if you're planning a fundraiser soon, check out our sponsor, Charity Auctions. They'll help you launch faster, raise more, and stress way less. Links below. Track, trend, trigger. That's how you predict your next staffing need before it becomes your next headache. See you tomorrow.